Mindfulness story. My story. What side do you want to hear? The side that makes me look like a champ? The side that makes me look like a spoiled, rotten brat? The side that makes me look like I pushed through adversity? Or the side that makes me look like I create a whole lot of shit for myself? How about the days I feel confident and I'm ready to take over the world? Or the days that I run to bury my head? I have many of each. And depending on how I'm feeling will be the deciding factor of which story I share. Mindfulness story. I strive to live and be in the moment. The shitty thing is, my memory is so bad I don't always remember it later on. But in the moment, I'm connected to so many things that sometimes I can't put words to them. Some people call that spirituality. And I do too some days. Other days, I call it dyslexia. It's hard to put words to things, so I feel them. So all of this is based on how I feel. Good luck. I hope you survive my story. Earlier this week. Tomorrow I'm presenting on mindfulness to prevent burnout. I have all sorts of ideas to introduce it. Like right now is 2:45 a.m. So really later today, I'm doing a mindfulness presentation. I'm thinking about how we drive mindlessly on autopilot and end up at our destination, not always sure how we got there. How we are thinking about everything that has already happened and how we could have changed it. And if we are not thinking about our past, we are often worrying about the future. But who's living right now in the moment? When we go to sleep at night, we are kept awake by our to-do list or our worries. I often lay in the house without anything on and process my thoughts. Then I go to sleep and begin the process in my dreams. You know the type where you're dreaming about peeing and you wake up knowing you have to pee? It's like that, except I'm dreaming about the characters in my life that I'm anticipating seeing. That shit is exhausting. It's like having to go through your day twice. Sometimes more because I've read you're supposed to visualize and practice things. Hard conversations that I'm anxious about end up taking over my night before, my dream, and the time leading up. So you're probably wondering, what the hell do I know about living in the moment then? Remember, I asked which story you wanted. We could twist it however we want. Here's my other side. I learned hypnosis for a study in 2000. I used it to work on my own anxiety. You know, the what ifs. I became a social worker and learned how to talk to myself. While we're talking about talking to ourselves, I am so in tune to my self-talk. One night, I had a full conversation about it. My thoughts were so loud in my head, I started to wonder if they were always that loud. And do I enunciate this well in my head all of the time? Then I loudly thought, do I usually visualize my thoughts because I've never noticed them being that loud? Then I stopped trying to think to quiet my mind so I could observe how my next thoughts or pictures came to me. Now that was a long night. Back to my other side. So in the end, I learned how to identify my self-defeating thoughts. These are the thoughts that may not be based in facts or fortune-telling thoughts. See other common thinking errors. I learned how to reframe or challenge these thoughts. I use relaxation to calm myself, and I have learned to be mindful throughout my day. Now, I didn't say all day, every day, but I am learning to live in the moment, to be a part of my experiences, to enjoy my experiences, to feel heartache, to feel pain, to feel love, excitement, and ambivalence. And when I work at it, I can feel unpleasant feelings without my running, less Tara Liat down commentary. In the end, Forrest Gump's mother was right. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Since that's the case, doesn't it make sense to be able to experience each piece for what it is, instead of how you wish you never touched the last or in fear of the next? Note to self, quit taking long-ass naps.